Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast.
Hey, everybody, it's Joe McGee. Welcome to Wednesday's Words of Wisdom, where we take a Bible word and we expound on it. Now, W. Vine's Expository Dictionary has all the words in the Bible from, you know, Genesis to Revelation. And it'll let you know where it is, how it's used, what it's meant as an adjective, an adverb, as a noun. And so I do that. So I'll just go through and grab a word. And when I taught high school years ago, I take about 15 minutes a day with my students and I just pick a word. Because the word of God is, it's your life. We're supposed to meditate on it day and night. Then we'll profit of good success. Meditate on the word of God. Well, there's a lot of words in the Bible, so they're all important. So what I try to do is let them know how important it is. It's not just a verse. It can be a word in a verse. So pick a word. So today's word is the word advocate. Advocate. We don't use that word very much. People think, well, it's a legal term. We have an advocate. Well, the Bible says we have an advocate with the Father. We have a lawyer in heaven representing us. Jesus, our high priest, he represents us to the Father. So these are great scriptures. So listen to these. First scripture is in 1 John 2, verse 1. 1 John 2, verse 1. New Living Translation. My dear children, I'm writing you this so that you will not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate. We have a lawyer in heaven, Jesus, at the right hand of the Father. We have an advocate who pleads our case before the Father. He is Jesus Christ, the one who is truly righteous. So you and I have a lawyer in heaven. Who is it? Jesus. He represents us. And so what it is, if somebody, he's the accuser of the brethren, and the devil's accusing us to the Father look at Jesus, Jesus will point to the blood that's on the mercy. He'll point to it. No, they're covered. They're covered. My blood's covered that. My blood's covered that sin. My blood's covered everything in their life. They're sanctified. They're holy. My blood has bought them. They've been bought with a price. They've been bought with the precious price of my blood. Jesus, we have a lawyer. What's he point to? They've never seen heaven. What's on it? His blood. Remember when he came out of the grave, he told Mary, don't touch me. I've not yet gone to my Father, your Father, my God, your God. What was he doing? He's taking his blood to the mercy seat of heaven. Don't touch me and I'll be back. No, we could spend a lot of time on that. 1 Samuel 24, verse 15. 1 Samuel 24, verse 15. We're talking about advocates, lawyers, attorneys. May the Lord therefore judge which of us is right and punish the guilty one. He is my advocate, and he will rescue me from your power. Whose power? The devil's power. I'm going to read this again. May the Lord therefore judge which of us is right and punish the guilty one. For he is, who's that? The Lord. He is my advocate. The Lord is my advocate. He's my attorney in heaven. He defends me in heaven. And he will rescue me from the power of the evil one. Who will? My attorney. Oh, that's so good. Job, not Job, but Job. Job 16, verse 19. Even now, my witness is in heaven. My advocate is there on high. Well, his three friends are accusing him. He's sinned. His wife's accusing him. Well, you had to have sinned. Job said, no, I've done nothing wrong. I've done nothing wrong. I've done nothing wrong. And finally, he says this. Well, even now, my witness is in heaven. My advocate there on high. I have an advocate in heaven who's defending me. You might be accusing me, but I've got an advocate in heaven who's defending me. Oh, that's so good. John 14:16. And I will ask the Father. He will give you another advocate who will never leave you. What? I'm going to give you an attorney who will never leave your side. It's the best lawyer in the universe. He is the best lawyer in the universe. Not the best lawyer on earth. He's the best lawyer in the universe. And he will never leave you. He'll be with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, as we like to say. He will never leave you. That ought to make you sleep good at night. Oh, my goodness. John 14:26. But when the Father sends the advocate, as my representative, that is, the Holy Spirit, he will teach you everything and will remind you of everything I have told you. This is Jesus talking. He's talking to all the apostles that were listening to him. Jesus said, but when the Father sends the advocate, as my representative, Jesus went to heaven, Holy Spirit came back, took his place. Jesus was in a human body, could only be in one place at one time. The Holy Spirit could be everywhere all the time with everybody. It's really neat the way it worked out. So he said, But when my Father sends the Advocate as my representative, that is the Holy Spirit, He will teach you everything and will remind you of everything I have told you. We got a good lawyer. We have a real good lawyer. John 16, verse 7. But in fact, it is best for you that I go away, because if I don't, the Advocate won't come. The greatest lawyer in the universe won't come till I go home. Jesus said, I got to go home, because when I go home, I'll send the Advocate back in my place. I'm in a human body. I can only be one place at one time. But when I go home, God will send the Advocate back, who can be with everybody, everywhere, all the time. Whoa. So if I don't go away, but if I go away, then I will send him to you, Jesus said. When I go away, I'm going to send him back. You won't be alone. Jesus told his own mom to go to the upper room and wait. Mom, you got to go wait. I'm going to send the Holy Spirit. He'll do the same thing for you that I've done, but he can be with everybody all the time. Then 1 John 2, verse 1. 1 John 2, verse 1. My dear children, I'm writing this to you so that you will not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an Advocate who pleads our case before the Father. He is Jesus Christ, the one who is truly righteous. Now, you got to let that sink in. There's so many scriptures. I'm just pulling about 8 of them out here. But you ought to study this. This is incredible. Incredible. It's the 1 John 2:1, the last scripture I'll give you. New Living Translation. My dear children, I'm writing this to you so that you will not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an Advocate. What? We got a lawyer to defend us. You mess up. Yeah, but I got a good lawyer who pleads our case before the Father. He is Jesus Christ, the one who is truly righteous. We got the best lawyer in the universe. Do you know he never sleeps, he never slumbers, he never takes a nap? Jesus Christ is defending you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. He knows what you're thinking before you think it. He knows where you go before you go there. He orders your steps, directs your paths, guides in all truth, shows you things to come, sends laborers across your path. He is the righteous one. He is your Advocate. You got the greatest lawyer in the world defending you. You got it made. Just look to your attorney. Oh, man, that's so good. Guys, thanks for listening. You tune in next time. We're going to cover another good word. God bless, guys.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.